Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Genesis chapters 29 and 30. What were you doing 7 years ago? The year 2016. I couldn't exactly remember myself, so I did a Google search for some of the most important stories of that year. That was the year that Donald Trump barely defeated Hillary Clinton for the presidency. There was the spread of a mosquito-borne virus called Zika. That doesn't seem so important now, does it? The Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in over 100 years. That was and still is important. Today's scripture passage contains one of my very favorite verses of scripture. It's a small one, but the romantic in me finds it beautiful. In today's reading, Jacob has arrived at his uncle Laban's to escape the wrath of his jilted brother and to hide from the family drama that was unfolding back at home. He hadn't been there very long when he saw the love of his life, Rachel. As most people are when they need to leave home in a hurry, he didn't have the money to give to Uncle Laban as a bride price for Rachel, so he worked out a deal. He would work for Laban as a laborer for 7 years in return for the opportunity to marry Rachel. And now we get to my favorite verse, Genesis 29:20. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. That is powerful love for a woman. Think about what happened in 2016. Does that seem like a few days? Certainly not to me. Granted, COVID-19 messed with our sense of time, but even without a pandemic, it was a long time ago. Now imagine that you worked hard for 7 years for the one thing you wanted more than anything else in the world. Your time is finished. It's the night of the big marriage. You wake up the next morning next to your beautiful spouse, only to find it's not her at all. It's her sister. You've been horribly tricked. This is exactly what happened to Jacob. When he understandably complains to Uncle Laban, Uncle Laban says, "Well, I'm sorry you didn't read the fine print on how things work around here, but just to be fair, give me another 7 years and Rachel is all yours." Call it karma, call it the justice of the universe, call it whatever. The trickster Jacob had gotten a dose of his own medicine by another trickster. Jacob and Laban really deserved each other. So Jacob puts in another 7 years so he can finally marry the girl of his dreams. In the meantime, he starts having a family with her sister. He starts prospering from his labor. Once he marries Rachel, although there is understandably a lot of tension between the sisters, Jacob ends up with a large family and quite a bit of wealth. It took 14 long years, but here he was, a completely different person than the scared kid who came to hide out. So what about you? Are you a different person than you were 14 years ago, the year 2009? Just to remind you, that was the first year of Barack Obama's presidency. Captain Sully Sullenberger landed a troubled plane in the Hudson River. And I was celebrating my first anniversary of being Concord United Methodist's Director of Music. I wouldn't be ordained as a pastor for another 6 years. A whole lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. Here's the interesting thing. I have trouble remembering major news events from that long ago, but I have an even harder time remembering things that seemed so unforgettable at the time. I can't remember who I was angry with. I can't remember why I thought I knew as much as I did. I'm certainly a different person than I was then. I've grown in many ways in 14 years, and I'm sure you have too. And perhaps there's a lesson in this story of Jacob that we can learn. Time is fluid, and time changes everything, especially people. Perhaps it took that long for Jacob to learn that he had really been kind of a jerk to his family. He had caused a lot of heartache, drama, and tension because of his greed. For the remainder of Genesis, Jacob is a much more humble and contrite man. Sure, there are some missteps and some parental favoritism later on, but he's not the same arrogant trickster that we first met. He's different, and so are we. Just as God was always quietly at work in Jacob's life, so God is quietly at work in ours. The fancy word for it is sanctification. God needed Jacob and his family to carry out the promise that would result in the salvation of the world. If it took 14 years to develop that family, what is that to an eternal God? The point is that even if it feels like we are laboring away with no end in sight, God is working. God is preparing us for an eternal glory. God is helping us grow, and God is making us holy. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for being with us even when it feels like we're in long periods of dry times, when our work seems never ending. Thank you that your work is never ending to shape us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.